We needed a miracle. And then we got one. This beautiful and special little creature will be a revolution in the livestock industry. Our super pigs will not only be big and beautiful, they will also leave a minimal footprint on the environment, consume less feed, and produce less excretions. And most importantly, they need to taste fucking good.
Our plan is to expose Miranda, rescue Okja, and bring her back to you.
10 years in planning, on the cusp of a product that will feed millions. And what happens? That farmer girl is going to destroy us.
You should know the situation is not good.
Each night before you go to bed, my baby.
It's a shame you had to tell all those little white lies.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Oh my god, this friggin' movie.
Oh my god.
It's 10:40 p.m. and I just finished the movie. I had a long, long day up here at my in-laws. What I like to do sometimes is wake up and leave and go to Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, get a coffee, read a little bit, and then come back. So I did that. And when I came back, I then ended up helping my father-in-law go pick up a TV because they were buying a TV off a neighbor, an old TV that the neighbor didn't need anymore. So they were getting it. But we had to go into the neighbor's house, into the basement, and carry the TV out, which we couldn't do. So then we had to enlist a neighbor, which had to come to, you know. Then, you know, I see my father-in-law, he falls down, and then, but he's okay. And today's his birthday. He's 76 years old. He's not a young man. We get the TV finally out of the house with the help of a neighbor. Picture me on the back of a golf cart, almost falling out of the golf cart, holding onto a 50-inch television that is not a flat screen. I'll tell you that. That was my morning. Then, oh, we have the old TV. Let's bring it to the dump. Okay, well, who's going to do that? Guess what? The neighbor and me picking up the old 50-inch TV that was, looks like, I don't know, like it was basically a cabinet. That's like, it was like the first HD TV ever. Flash forward to coming back. And then my father-in-law is like, hey, you want to come grocery shopping with me? Look, I'm not going to tell the 76-year-old man, no, you're on your own. So I went and did that. Come back, dinner time. Walk my dog. Next thing you know, it's like already nighttime. And I ended up finally watching the movie like a couple hours, starting the movie a couple hours ago. And I'm finally done. And now I want to fall asleep. So good night. No, just kidding. Okay, so today, you know, part of me wanted to, at one point I was going to add Get Out to the list. And I kept meaning to watch it. And I came to it and I didn't have it. I didn't want to spend $5 to rent it. So when it came down to choosing that movie or the movie I chose tonight, I thought, you know what? I'll see Get Out. But I don't know if I'll ever sit down to watch this movie for 2 hours. And I did it. And I am ecstatic that I did tonight. I watched Okja. What's Okja? Okja is a Netflix original movie. It is Not, I don't think it's a movie that Netflix bought the distribution rights for. I'm saying it's a Netflix-produced movie. Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos is a producer on this movie. At the beginning, it says Netflix presents a Netflix original movie. They, I wish I had the it's a basically a Korean film, a South Korean film. The director, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but if you go on Netflix and you just type Okja, O-K-J-A. Yeah, that's how you spell it. You can't miss it. It's okay. Let me give you the gist of this movie. So an American company discovers these pigs in South America, these little super pigs, and they kind of genetically alter them so they become really, really big. And what they've done is they've brought them all over the world to live and grow for 10 years so that I'm not exactly sure why, I forget she said why, but just to get them all over the world and get people used to them, I'm thinking, and then bring them back to the United States and, pretty much eat them. But the one of these pigs goes to Korea, and a little girl, Mija, and this super pig who becomes, it's like a humongous hippopotamus called Okja. They are basically best friends. I mean, they're running around in the woods. You could see how much they're together. Okja understands things. Okja's smart. Okja risks her life to save Mija. And this thing is just a big giant CGI pig, and you start to believe it's a character and care for this character. It's unbelievable. And it's just a Netflix movie, man. Watch it right now. Please watch it. Oh, and then I said, it's like at one point I'm like, I love that I watched this movie. And then by the end, I'm like, why am I watching this movie? I shouldn't have watched this movie. And I'm like tearing up. And then if you do watch the movie, stick around to the end and after the credits. At the end of the credits, I thought, okay, maybe there's something good. I don't know. But it's not just, it is a kind of a, it's a cast of Korean and American, excuse me, actors. We got Paul Dano, who's been in a bunch of stuff. I should have watched Swiss Army Man. That's what I want to watch. Tilda Swinton plays the CEO. Jake Gyllenhaal plays like past his prime television animal lover. And I mean, he just chews up the scenery. It's weird. His character's weird, but you could tell he was having fun doing it. Tilda Swinton, I said, is the CEO of the company doing all this. Stephen Yeun from Walking Dead, Glenn from The Walking Dead. So what happens is the company comes and the little girl has no idea that they're going to take that pig. They just thought, oh, that's great. We bought the pig. But the company comes and takes the pig away. The little girl basically just leaves on her own to go all the way to Seoul, Korea to try to get the pig back. This giant action scene occurs, and it turns out that at the same time that the pig is trying, she's trying to get the pig back, these eco-terrorists, these animal, like life animal, federation, league of, I don't want to say terrorists, but like, these, I don't know what to say, just like animal lovers, break down the truck that has Okja in it to rescue her, and they end up rescuing the girl, and it was a really cool scene. And then their real deal was to put Okja back to them, to the people, but with a little microchip, a little bug, so that now they could film everything that was going on. Look, there's a lot going on in this movie. You have to read subtitles sometimes. You hate characters, you love characters, but you start falling for this CGI fake giant pig animal to the point where you want to cry. I'm not going to lie. It was that good. I saw an article that said this is the first must-watch Netflix movie. And I agree. I think it just came out yesterday. I think it just was released on Netflix yesterday. Excuse me. But I've seen trailers for it for a while, and it just looked interesting. It looked like a big, sweeping movie. But it's just on Netflix, and I think at the Cannes Film Festival, that was sparking the controversy of, oh my, these movies should be seen on the big screen, and what Netflix is doing is, taking that away from people. No, you know what Netflix is doing is they're bringing the movies to people. Okay, if this movie was in the theater, I don't know if I'd ever see it. If it was really, you know, maybe I would. I definitely wouldn't see it in the theater. I'm guessing that, you know, I'd probably see it when it came to Netflix original or DVD. But if I did want to go to see it at the theater, I could, and I, let's say I bring my wife, that's almost $30 right there. But, or we could watch it at home on Netflix. So I still get to experience the movie. I still get to enjoy the movie. Okay, I watched it on a 10-inch screen on my little tablet. I held it close to my face, so it was pretty good. But it wasn't in the quote-unquote theater. So, you know, these old-fashioned snobs of you know, French cinema. Oh, this is not right. I don't know if that's exactly what happened. I don't know why I sound like Dracula when I did that. Basically, I love to see movies in the theater. I'm going to probably hopefully go to a theater tomorrow night. That's the plan. But to say that bypassing theaters for these movies, these companies to create films directly to streaming and then expect them to, you know, also be in award winnings, in awards and all these things, I think that's totally fine. I think that's awesome. It's all about the product. It's all about the final product and getting eyes on the final product. This movie is not about box office. This movie is about Netflix paying for it so that people can see it. And it was really good. I don't know if this movie was originally a Netflix movie from the beginning. I don't know if Netflix bought the rights at some point, so they became producers. I don't know. I want to read up on that. But this is definitely a Netflix... Excuse me. Oh, it's so late. I'm so tired. But it's definitely a win for Netflix as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know if it's the beginning of a series. I'm not going to say that. I think the ending... You have to stick around for the credits, after the credits. But I think it was just an uplifting moment because... I'm going to start spoiling this now, okay? If you don't want to know the spoilers, thanks for listening. The last ending, the last scene of before the credits, is kind of heartwarming, but right before that, it was freaking heart-wrenching, okay? This is when the spoiling come in. These animals are being led to slaughter. These animals are being led to the meatpacking industry. And this girl ends up buying back Oaktra and winning Oaktra back. Because all that the company cared, they're like, oh, this is a lot of money that she's offering because she had this golden pig. And this girl ends up getting Oaktra back. And they're like, that's fine. And then the next one, animal comes in, gets killed. And the next animal comes and gets killed. And then these two, like, super pigs, they force open the electric fence just to push their little kid out, their little baby piglet out. And Oaktra takes the piglet and hides it in her mouth so that no one sees, and they rescue both. And then all the pigs start wailing, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? I'm like getting emotional just thinking about it. And then it's, you know, basically this is what happens to animals. I'm assuming this is what happens to animals, you know, pretty much the same exact thing. And yet I'm going to eat meat tomorrow because I'm a hypocrite. I don't want to see animals do this. I don't even want to see... CGI imaginary fantasy animals doing this. So I understand why people don't eat meat for principles. I had a pork roast tonight. Okay, I did. I'm a hypocrite. But at the same time, I cried when I saw fake animals being led to slaughter or being slaughtered. It was pretty gruesome at some of the stuff. I think it helped me that they weren't real animals, but or real species, but it didn't make it any less gruesome. Ooh, boy, am I really ending this on a down note. I think the little kicker after the credits made me feel a little better because what I think was happening, I've already spoiled everything. I already said this is spoilers. And to me, it makes it look like they're going to go back and free as many pigs as they can. Not all of them, but, you know, good performances all around, over-the-top performances. It was great to see Steven Yeun. And yeah. Oh, and Giancarlo Esposito, Gus Fring was in this too. Good movie. Really good movie. I think I recommend it. And it's, you know, if you don't mind a little reading of subtitles, and it's very like heightened reality. Like it's, you know, a little over the top, but very touching, heartwarming, and it pulls at the heartstrings and a little heartbreaking. Lots of heart stuff. Oh my goodness, I'm yawning. Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. 29 days. I'm done. Tomorrow, I head home, and the plan is to go to the movies tomorrow night to see a film in the theater, just like they want me to do from Cannes. And once I leave the theater, I will be putting up my last movie month movie of 2017. I can't believe it's already almost over. Last year, I finished it up here, up at my in-law's house. And this year, I would have finished it up here, but I got to go home and pick up my parents from the friggin' airport. So I'll be finishing it at home tomorrow. And hopefully I won't be whispering as much. Please go on Netflix, put Okja on your list, and watch it. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook at Fans.Experts. Instagram is just my name, at Mikey Coria, because a lot of people still call me Mikey, even though I'm almost 41. And the hashtag everywhere is FNE Movie Month. Now, when I... 2 years ago, I started using Instagram, and I had a Fans.Experts account, and I put all 30 movies up, and I reposted them using my personal account at the same time. Last year, I didn't do it at all, and this year, I started doing it again, and it's been fun doing it this year. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to post all, starting back from 2014 and 2016, the ones that I didn't post before, so that I can get every single one up there. And so that I'll have all 120 pictures, because if I've did 30 movies a year, 40, so I'll have 120, fans, FNE movie month postings on Instagram. So that's the plan, I think. But you know, I could take a little, I could take some time before doing that, but until tomorrow, my friends, until tomorrow, we're all done with day 29. We're all done with movie 29. And so you get a special treat right now, okay? Stick around for about 10 more seconds and listen to me sing over the theme to Laverne and Shirley. That's right, I'm talking about my theme song.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.